Welcome to Catalyze, the Connected Leaders Academy virtual conference designed to reshape your vision of transformation. As we navigate the evolving business landscape, our speakers will unveil innovative strategies to manage and initiate change. Prepare to adapt, innovate, and lead, ensuring your role as a catalyst in this transformative era.
Hi, I'm Susan Davis. I'm your stress reduction specialist. I'm here to help you stress less for more success. So let's talk about the elephant in the room. Stress. Your stress. So stress impacts all areas of our life, from our relationships to finance, our career, and ultimately our health. So if you're experiencing sleeplessness, headaches, fatigue, anxiety, anger, pain, just to name a few, then this information is for you. You're going to learn some special practices and strategies to reduce and eliminate your stress. Let's get going. Let's take the controls back. So, how stressed are you? On a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being the most stressed and 1 being the least, what would be your number right now? And then let's define, where is that stress coming from? Is it frustration? Is it you don't feel well? And keep that number in mind, because we're going to come back to it a little bit later. So, according to Norm Shealy, magnesium is the first mineral that leaves our body under stress. So we're going to talk about that in just a minute. It's one of the major deficiencies. The three major deficiencies that are associated with stress and all known disease: lack of water, lack of oxygen, and lack of magnesium. We have control over this. So burnout can show up at any time, when we least expect it and when we don't want it. I was helping a good friend and colleague with a five-day event in Albuquerque, New Mexico. And the night before the opening ceremony, she couldn't sleep at all. Her legs were cramping up so bad. I ran out to the convenience store to get some Epsom salts, put her in the bathtub, and about an hour later, she was functioning normally. She was so magnesium deficient, she literally could not move. So let's talk about oxygen. I like to promote the oximeter. If you don't have one, you can find one on Amazon or in a healthcare store. But it measures the level of oxygen. It also takes your heart rate. So before I got on here today, I checked mine. It was at 99%. My heart rate was at 49. So we should try. We're striving for 99%. But most of us are holding our breath right now. So right now, just take your hand and place it on your chest. Feel the weight of your hand on your chest. Take a deep breath in and out. And just notice how that starts to calm down your thought process, calm the body down. I want to teach you the ocean breath. So open your mouth and take a breath in and out. You hear that sound? It sounds like the ocean. Let's do it again. Breathe in and out. So when you're breathing in like that, the air is hitting the back of your throat, which activates the vagus nerve, which automatically calms your nervous system down. Let's try it with your mouth closed. Breathe in and out. So I teach something called the 3x3. It's a 3-minute meditation done 3 times a day. We're going to do it right now. So in the process of this, you're going to be saying to yourself, breathe in, breathe out, with the number. We're going to count to 10 3 times. Here we go. Breathe in, breathe out, count 1. Breathe in, breathe out, count 2. Breathe in, breathe out, count 3. Breathe in, Breathe out. Count four. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count five. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count six. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count seven. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count eight. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count nine. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 10. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 1. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 2. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 3. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 4. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 5. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 6. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 7. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 8. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 9. Breathe in. Breathe out. Count 10. Do the next 10 on your own. Here we go. Good. How do you feel? A little bit dizzy? Means you need more oxygen. Let's talk about water. We need water for everything. We are mostly made up of water. We use water for our digestion, our cell function. It regulates our body temperature, and it also helps eliminate our waste. So according to Masaru Emoto, he's a Japanese scientist, he says water also holds emotion. So in that fact, we should be putting positive intentions into our water. So how much water should we be drinking? Do other liquids count as water? The formula for water is you take your body weight in pounds. Take that number, divide it in half. That's the minimum amount of ounces of water that you need a day. If you live in a warmer climate, then you're going to need more water. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you would need at least 100 ounces of water a day. Now, if you want to make that water even better, turn it into a living water, add coconut water. The hydration will be much more absorbed if you use coconut water with your regular water. So do other liquids count? Well, not really. So you need to start eliminating, slowing down on the caffeine, the energy drinks, and alcohol, because it dehydrates us and it makes us less effective. It makes our focus fuzzy. So start to eliminate your caffeine, your energy drinks, and your alcohol. It's like, if you're drinking that, it's like one step forward, three steps back. So let's work on self-regulation. Meditation is a good way to do that. It also increases our oxygen intake. So join me as I give you the pathway to peace using your imagination. Close your eyes. Just listen to my voice. Take a breath in and out. And using your imagination, imagine walking down a pathway. See the colors, hear the sounds, smell the fragrances. As you're walking down the pathway, you see a building before you. Go to the building. Find the door. Open it. Step inside. Bring light into the room if there is no light. Now look around and find the bookcase. Go to the bookcase and take down the big book of worries and place it on the table. And one at a time, it's as quick as a thought, place anything that you're worried or concerned about into the book. Concerns about relationships, finances, family, health, career, future decisions. One at a time, place them into the book. When you're finished, close the book up, place it back on the shelf, and step back outside. And begin walking back down that pathway and just notice any changes. So back to placing your hand on your chest. It's another real simple thing you can do. You can be in a meeting, you can be anywhere where you just place your hand on your chest. You're feeling the weight of the hand on your chest. And this will automatically start to bring you back down, grounding yourself, gaining your focus back. You can do this anywhere. So let's do the emotional freedom technique. What is that? Well, it's been designed by Gary Craig and based on the meridian system of Chinese medicine. So we're going to tap on 9 points on our body while we're telling ourselves something. So I saw the Olympic athletes doing this on the sidelines. They were tapping right before their competitioning to improve their performance. So we're going back to that number that we talked about at the very beginning of this talk. What was your stress level? What number did you have? So keep that in mind. That's for your left brain, okay? The logical part of us. And now we're going to work with the right brain, the creative aspect. And we're going to say to ourselves, even though I feel, and you're going to fill in the blank, I still love myself. So for me, I'm going to use frustration. I'm going to say I'm at a level 10. So here we go. Do it with me. Take 2 fingers, and we're going to start tapping 9 points. The points are here, 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 here. There's a tender spot right at the collarbone, same side of the body under your armpit. Come to your wrist and then to the back of your hand. Ready? Start tapping. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Outside the eye. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the eye. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the nose. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the lip. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Next to the collarbone. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Same side of the body, armpit. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Onto the wrist. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Back of the hand. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Other side of the body, inside the eye. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Outside the eye. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the eye, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the nose, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the lip, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Next to the collarbone, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Same side of the body, armpit, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Onto the wrist, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Back of the hand, even though I feel frustrated. I still love myself. Take a deep breath in and out. Let's check in with that number. What's your level now? Whatever your number was before, has it dropped down? Well, I'm going to say I'm at an 8. So I'm going to go for another round. Will you go with me? Here we go. Tapping. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the eye, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the nose, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the lip, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Next to the collarbone, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Same side of the body, armpit, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Onto the wrist, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Back of the hand, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Other side of the body, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Outside the eye, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the eye, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the nose, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the lip, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Next to the collarbone, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Same side of the body, armpit, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Onto the wrist, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Back of the hand, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Take a deep breath in and out. So where are you at on your number? If you've already gone down to a 1 or a 0, then you can get a different feeling of stress because I'm not quite down there yet. So let's go one more round. Here we go. Even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Outside the eye, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the eye, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the nose, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the lip, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Collarbone, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Armpit, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Wrist, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Back of the hand, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Other side of the body, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Outside the eye, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the eye, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the nose, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Under the lip, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Next to the collarbone, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Armpit, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Onto the wrist, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Back of the hand, even though I feel frustrated, I still love myself. Take a deep breath in and out. So hopefully, the number that you started with is not the number you just finished with. And the object of that whole process of doing a full round is to lower your stress level. So once you practice this on a regular basis, say maybe today you have to do this for 4 or 5 rounds on a different feeling. Maybe it's pain. Well, once you practice this and practice it like any athletic sport, then your body starts to remember. So if you come into a crisis and you just start tapping, you don't even have to say anything. Your body is just going to remember and go, oh yeah, this is supposed to reduce my level of stress right now. Okay? If you have any questions about that, let me know. So your ROI, your return on investment is yourself. It's your biology. You're not going to be able to get anything done if you don't take care of yourself. Dangerous levels of stress are not normal. I've been out in Silicon Valley quite a bit working with startups, and they seem to think that stress is okay, but it's really not. Our brightest minds are moving forward with entrepreneurial assets, and they're stressing out so bad that they're burning out. Don't let that be you. So I'd like to conclude with a meditation. So I just want you to close your eyes, take a breath in, and listen to my voice. Imagine golden white light coming down through the top of your head, spinning in a counterclockwise direction, filling behind your eyes, between your ears, down your throat, across your shoulders, down your arms to the tips of your fingers. Every cell is vibrating with liquid sunshine, filling your chest, your heart, your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, your digestive tract, your pancreas. All the vital organs are filling with this light, traveling deep into your reproductive system and all the way down your legs to the tips of your toes. At the same time, there's energy coming up from the center of the earth, coming up and over the other vortex, creating a torus, a toroidal spin, spinning all around you. It's like a vacuum, pulling and extracting what no longer serves you from your cell memory. On your command, releasing all fear, anger, resentment, abandonment, betrayal, insecurity, anxiety, worry, failure, hopelessness, grief, confusion, bitterness, trauma, depression, frustration, panic, indecisiveness, blame, conflict, overwhelm, shock, shame, worthlessness, and humiliation. Releasing. And as you release all these old programs and belief systems, there's more room for light. And you're becoming lighter and lighter and lighter. Imagine this light expanding to an inch around your body, creating a cocoon of warm safety. I am safe. I am safe. I am safe. Take a breath in and out. And a quick recap. So drink more water. Okay, remember the water formula. Practice the 3x3, the 3-minute meditation done 3 times a day. Do it for 7 days. I challenge you. And send me a note and tell me how you feel after you've done that. And use magnesium lotion or do an Epsom salt soak. Okay. Daily, 20 minutes for a foot bath, 20 minutes for a regular bath. Daily, not once a year. You need the magnesium. If you have questions about trapped emotions, energy medicine, quantum healing, and functional medicine, please reach out to me, SusanPerformance.com. Thank you. Have a great day and keep smiling.
Thank you for participating in today's enlightening session of Catalyze. As we transition to our next expert, remember that each strategy and insight is a step toward becoming a transformative leader in your field. Visit ConnectedLeadersAcademy.com to stay engaged and informed. The journey of change is ongoing. Let's move forward together.